brought to the corner of lot 16, 17, and 18, land which was partly cleared by the Barkley family and settled there, living in a log house, through which the wind in wintertime drove the snow. Sometimes this interior of the house was quite a bit like the exterior. He married Margaret Whiteside, a native of Scarborough Township, and they farmed in this farm, Thistle Hall. It must surely have been the stoniest farm in the whole of Ontario, because when they encountered the rocky nature of the soil, they had to grub these stones out by hand and by horsepower. First, the smaller stones were piled around the big stones in the fields. There's one field east of the barn, there was 8.5 acres in it, and there were 13 big stone piles. After they'd known a little bit of prosperity, they decided to discard the log house in favor of something that was a little bit more wind resistant, and they built the stone house. It was begun in 1855. We just work at it in the summer with Pearson's, the Yorkshire stonemasons.
Were they from Pickering?
They came from Ashburn, which is in Whitby Township. But they would start out from Ashburn, which is about 8 miles from here, on Monday morning, with the tools and the wheelbarrow. And they'd be on the job here, come by foot. They had to work at 7 o'clock Monday morning. And they worked till 6 o'clock at night. There was no mechanical power used in lifting the stones. It had to be all done by hand. The bigger stones were, they were built wooden ramps, the sloping platforms. Most bigger stones were actually carried up there in what they call hand barrows. It's a platform with four handles, two at each end. And one man who was going ahead would carry the handles in his hand, and the other man behind would put them on his shoulder. This is the way they got those big stones up in the higher part of the wall.
And the stones all up, right off the farm?
Yes.
Collected in the fields.
Yes.
Would that be John Miller's job to assemble the stones for them, or would they select them themselves?
Well, the stones were mostly brought in the early, late fall, and when the farm work wasn't pressing, they were brought to a stockpile just north of the house, maybe half an acre covered with them. And the stonemasons would go through in the morning. They left roadways so they could get the horse and a stone boat through. And the stonemason would go out in the morning with a small hammer and chip just to find what stones he wanted for the day. And then they would be brought to the wall for them to work on that day.
Did the stonemasons design the house, or was it designed elsewhere?
Actually, there was no architect. Was probably the stonemasons themselves that did the most of the designing. But the land originally, my grandfather paid $8 an acre for it. He probably thought it was very dear when he found out there were so many stones because of the immense labor involved.
Is this the site of the original homestead to the west?
No.
What is that small bush there?
There was a house there one time. It was built for my grandfather's father when he emigrated as an elderly man. There was a house, brick house was built there for him, and he spent the last of his days there. Though he was the oldest of that generation, the last to emigrate.
What happened to that house?
It was burned. We used a wood-burning stove to heat it with, and the ashes are taken out. Some of them had coals in them. They usually took good care to see that they were dumped in a pit where it couldn't cause fire. By this time there was a tenant lived there, and this tenant's wife was careless with the ashes, dropped them on a wooden container, caught fire and burned the house.